Radio Daily for Finally Frackin' Friday. It's the 20th of May, 2016. Tis all the geek without the weight. Greetings, verily, forsooth. We're the folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. Yeah, I don't see you writing new material, pal. The pal, of course, I'm talking about would be right there, the man known as Saucy.
Young fella, if you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
You can try it, but you need to know something. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
You damn right. What happened, yo?
1506, explorer Christopher Columbus dies in poverty in Spain.
You're so happy about that.
No talent, ass clown.
1747, an experiment to remedy scurvy among sailors during long sea voyages is conducted. They decided to try lemons and oranges, and turns out, yeah, that'll stop it.
Vitamin C. 1830, Dr. Hyde of Reading, Pennsylvania, patents the fountain pen. However, the first truly practical fountain pen won't be invented until 1884 by Lewis Waterman.
That one took like an entire fountain. 1856, David Edward Hughes of Louisville, Kentucky, has issued a patent for the first telegraph ticker that successfully prints type. The next year, he sells the rights to that invention for $100,000 in 1856 money.
Nice. 1891, the first public demonstration of a prototype kinetoscope is given at Edison's laboratory for approximately 150 members of the National Federation of Women's Clubs.
1895, the first company specifically incorporated to produce films, the Landa Company, shows a four-minute boxing film to the first paying audience.
1910, the first color news film of historical significance, The Funeral of King Edward VII, is filmed in cinema color.
1921, Marie Curie is presented with a gram of radium worth $100,000 that, you know, that guy got from selling his invention.
1926, Thomas Edison famously claims that Americans prefer silent movies over talkies.
Sure they do. 1930, for the first time in history, an airplane is launched from a U.S. air dirigible.
1932, Amelia Earhart takes off for Ireland from Harbor Grace, Newfoundland, to become the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean.
1940, inventor Igor Sikorsky demonstrates his helicopter invention to the public.
1949, in the United States, the Armed Forces Security Agency, the predecessor of the National Security Agency, is established.
1956, the first hydrogen fusion bomb, the H-bomb, is dropped from an airplane, explodes over Namo Atoll at the northwest edge of the Bikini Atoll.
1964, the first U.S. atomic-powered lighthouse is put into operation in Chesapeake Bay at the Baltimore Harbor in Maryland.
1967, the Soviets demonstrate the world's largest atom smasher.
1983, the discovery of the virus that causes AIDS, the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, is first published in the journal Science by co-discoverers Luke Montagner and Robert Gallo.
1990, the Hubble Space Telescope transmits its first photograph taken from space, a double star. 1,200 light years away.
2003, the series finale of the popular fantasy TV series Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Never heard of it. 2004, the first picture of Titan with better resolution than any Earth-based observation is released.
2006, the Cassini-Huygens robotic spacecraft flies past within 1,880 kilometers of Titan, the largest moon of Saturn.
2010, in an article published in the journal Science, researchers at the J. Craig Venter Institute announced the first successful transplant of a synthesized genome into an existing cell. That marks the creation of the world's first artificial life form, the bacterium Mycoplasma laboratorium. Birthdays?
Angela Goethals is 39, from Phenon, Spanglish, Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon.
That's a damn good movie. Matt Kaczerski is 39, Logan on Gilmore Girls, The Good Wife, I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell.
Timothy Elephant is 48, from Scream 2, Live Free or Die Hard, Deadwood, and Justified.
Owen Teal is 55, Evan on Countryside, the Torchwood epi, Sir Alistair Thorne on Game of Thrones, you probably best know him.
Tony Goldwyn is 56, Carl in Ghost, Colonel Bagley in The Last Samurai, and the voice of Tarzan.
Yeah, you just saw that recently. Bronson Pinchot is 57, Surge in Beverly Hills Cop, Cousin Balky on Perfect Strangers.
Dave Thomas is 67, SCTV, Strange Brew, Boris and Natasha, and Grace Under Fire.
Anthony Zerb is 80, from Kiss, Meet the Phantom of the Park, License to Kill, and The Matrix Reloaded and Revolutions.
David Henderson is 89, Captain Crane on Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, Felix Leitner and Dalton Bonflix.
1883, no longer with us. No, they start the other way because it's stupid. No longer with us, born this day, 1883, Johnny Arthur from The Monster, Darla's dad in all the R-Gang shorts.
1908, James Stewart, It's a Wonderful Life, Vertigo, Man Who Knew Too Much, and Rear Window.
1911, Gardner Fox, the creator of Sandman, Hawkman, the Justice Society of America. The man wrote over 4,000 comic book stories.
Fun. 1923, Edith Fellows, the 1931 Huckleberry Finn, and The Hills Have Eyes 2.
Now that is a resume.
Tonight on ABC, a new episode of Beyond the Tank, the finale of Shark Tank, and a new 2020.
On CBS, it's the I Love Lucy Superstar Special and the new Undercover Boss.
2-hour finale of Grimm on NBC.
On Fox, they're showing Easy A.
That's such a good movie.
Because we're going to, you know, just summer. Just show whatever.
The premiere of Masters of Illusion, a new Masters of Illusion, and the finale of the originals on the CW.
On Freeform, they're showing Dark Shadows. Not a good movie.
The First 48 on A&E.
AMC will be showing The Shining, edited for television.
Insane Pools Off the Deep End, new episode on Animal Planet.
FX will be showing the best Captain America film ever made, Captain America the First Avenger.
American Sniper on Cinemax.
FXX on The Simpsons, Homer, Homer's President? What? Homer in Lego World? Where the one where they visit Kang and Kodos' home world and not a Halloween episode?
Walk the Line on CMT.
FXM will be showing The Watch.
The Last Alaskans, new episode on Discovery.
IFC will be showing Jaws, followed by Jaws 2, skipping 3 and 4, which is probably for the best.
Godzilla on Encore.
Ooh, MTV with XXX. X. No, X. It was just 3.
Fantastic Four on HBO.
Sci-Fi Channel with a new episode of Wynonna Earp.
Ancient Aliens on History.
TV Land, a movie that should have been a TV series. Cocktail. Yeah.
I almost got away with a new episode on ID.
But tonight we're going to be watching the Lifetime Movie Network. With help from a reporter, a scuba diving instructor launches an investigation when her fiancé becomes the prime suspect in a murder case. Jenny Wade and Taylor Cole star in Below the Surface.
No blasted lettuce today!
No, because tons of folks are getting themselves packed, because I don't know if you realize this, but next weekend is Balticon. Did you hear? Next weekend. That's insane. In the membrane. And I got to finish working up my music playlist. So if you've got suggestions for the Balticon New Media Dance Party musical hit selection, by all means, send a note this way. Or talk about the show or anything, really. Podcast at geekradiodaily.com. And, you know, I might finish it before next week.
Okay, you know what it's like. You're flicking through Amazon or the local DVD shop, when suddenly you discover a film that you haven't seen in years, but which you remember as being legendary. A purchase is hastily made, you invite friends over, make popcorn, and settle down to watch this classic. But then it becomes apparent that your mind has double-crossed you, and that this film is frankly awful. Soon your friends have deserted you, your boss says he has to let you go, and even your dog won't come when you call. How did it go so wrong? Well, in the interests of public harmony, a new podcast, I Saw That Years Ago, sets out to watch the old films that your memory has convinced you are brilliant, but which in reality could be anything but. So join me, your host Martin Darkley, and my compatriot, Gentleman Joe, as we watch the old films so you don't have to. Find us at www.isawthatyearsago.com or on iTunes.
Hey, this is Christy Swanson, the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are, and welcome back to it. Finally Frackin' Friday episode, so we know you got some plans to make, some things to see.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
I don't know. Do you?
The Angry Birds movie comes out. I don't know why it's a movie, but it is.
Because it's a very, very popular application on a mobile phone that people enjoy playing. Neighbors 2 Sorority Rising is out because the first one did so well, all the unanswered questions. This time a sorority moves in next door and Zac Efron comes back to help because this time he's working for the man.
right? The Nice Guys, which looks really good.
I do want to see that. It looks incredibly cool. That's all your mainstream stuff. I mean, otherwise you've got limited release. Wiener. The film centering on the disgraced former Congressman Anthony Wiener, whose career went off the rails twice, both times because of his sex life and wanting to show, oddly enough, his wiener.
Wiener, 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 wiener.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, sit down, because obviously this is the most shocking and surprising news you're ever going to hear. With Supergirl moving to the CW, they're going to have an Arrow, Supergirl, Flash, and Legends of Tomorrow crossover. Who saw that coming? Who saw that coming at all? But getting past the silliness of that, that is incredible. That is four superhero TV shows going to cross over. It's insane. It's just something that isn't done. Never been done. And it's awesome. The move for Supergirl to go to the CW is such a fantastic one. Now, if we can get other DC superheroes, because apparently everyone seems to agree that on TV is where they're really rocking it out.
So instead of suing torrent sites, people are starting to get batches of IP addresses that pirated content and trying to do settlements with them. Michael Omari is dealing with this ongoing battle. They say that he illegally downloaded Dallas Buyers Club. Of course, he says he did not. He's gotten a lawyer. He's gone through the steps. He rejected the $10,000 settlement offer. Getting a settlement in these cases relies on intimidation, and I guess he's not going to be intimidated. They were going to do a lie detector test, but the way that he agreed, I think, made them decide that they weren't going to do a lie detector test.
Okay.
So basically he said that they had to pay for all of his legal fees.
So they weren't really that damn sure he did it then, if they're not willing to take that risk.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, Universal Pictures, Captivate Entertainment, and screenwriter James Vanderbilt's Mythology Entertainment are picking up more and more Robert Ludlum properties. We've talked before, actually, about the Janssen Directive, which has Dwayne Johnson attached to it. But what they want to do now is, well, since the same company has the Bourne Identity stuff, they want to make a Robert Ludlum connected universe. Now, they're not saying that you're going to see people crossing over like a Jason Bourne thing pop up, just that the different people, that some of the way that these all work around in the agencies and whatnot, it will just be one shared universe, because everyone seems to want to do that now, and I can't wait to see universes reboot. That's going to be amazing.
So Cards Against Humanity is releasing a Donald Trump bug out bag.
Of course they are.
It comes complete with everything that you would need for your flight south of the border, included in the sturdy black duffel, a compass, a flint and steel. You get a thermal space blanket, some water purification tabs, a gas mask, some seed packs. So when you find a place, you can plant some seeds. It also comes with some foreign currency, an application to become a permanent resident of Mexico, and some quick translations that you'll find important, such as, "This goat has no diseases," and "Glory to the eternal leader Trump, may he reign for 1,000 generations in case he manages to invade all of America, North and South, and to remind you of the life you once had." Also, you get a Cards Against Humanity Trump pack with 25 all-new cards to play about the Dumpf himself. There's only going to be 10,000 of them made. They're $25. All 10,000 are already sold. They all sold out on Wednesday.
Well, that's a damn shame.
Yep.
Hoverboards.
Hoverboards.
Everybody wants a hoverboard. No, 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 no. Not the stupid thing you stand on with the wheels that blow up sometimes. Not that. Honest to God, Back to the Future hoverboards. Well, people have tried. This stupid roly explodey thing is called a hoverboard, and I don't know why. There's something like Lego called the Arca board, which can float about 20 inches above the ground and cost $20,000. But Frankie Zappa's Flyboard Air hovers. He used his invention to fly, well, kind of Green Goblin-like, because it's sort of a hoverboard, but it's really more of the goblin glider. He glided 7,388 feet The French professional jet skier turned master of the sky has flown his invention up to 55 miles an hour and reached 90 feet in the air. And he says the flyboard can do better than that, promising 100 miles an hour and, with an oxygen mask, 10,000 feet. Okay, so it only runs 10 minutes at a time. And it's a clever application of jet technology, but it's the closest anyone has come to making it happen yet. The hoverboard, that is. Even though, like I said, it looks like the Goblin Glider. I'm sure Willem Dafoe would really like to have one. GOD is licensed through the Creative Commons Distribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works 1993.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com or pick up the app. That's really cool. And it's something you're going to love that you have in your collection. Promise. Drop us a note, won't you please? It's podcast at Geek Radio Daily. We'd love to hear from you. Have yourself a fantastic and amazing weekend. And yeah, get yourself packing for Balticon. Theoretically, we're all going to be there. It's going to be a dance party.
Well, I thought every part of it was good, but overall I hated it.
I feel exactly the opposite, but the same.
Game over, man. Game over.
Right now, I wish I could crawl in a hole and pull it in after me.
That was great. A lot of fun. When do I get my check?
Well, folks, I am out of here.
I'm fine. My name is Serge, and how can I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for Miss Jenny Summers.
It's very busy today. Maybe you give me your name?
My name is Axel Foley.
And what is pertaining?
I didn't understand what you said.
Pertaining? Well, it's meaning, regarding.
Oh, what's it regarding? I'm an old acquaintance of hers.
Danae? One moment. Don't run and tell me, Summers, that Mr. Ahmed Foley is here to see...
Axel Foley.
Axel. Ahmed, Achwell?
Axel.
Foley is here to see her. These are old acquaintances. Donnie, this is covered this up. It's
I'm
like
sorry.
The breast
I'm real
of
sorry.
A dog to scrub for the customer. It's not sexy, it's an animal.
No, it's not sexy at all.
May I offer you something to drink? A wine, a cocktail, espresso?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
I'll make it myself right back there with a little lemon twist. It's good. Try it.